Wynton Hall tells Larry Elder, Code Red is about shortening conservatives' AI learning curve by 5 years. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 22, 2026. Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall joined Larry Elder to discuss his new book, Code Red, The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, explaining that conservatives must catch up to the left on AI, which is prepared to use this technology to censor the right in swing elections. During a recent appearance on The Larry Elder Show, Hall explained that AI is not just a tool, but political power, and stressed that the conservative movement needs to get caught up on what the left is up to and how they have been planning for many years to use this as a political leverage tool. Hall explained to Elder that he wrote Code Red to give people a way to shorten their learning curve by 5 years. I really wanted to give people a sense of how it's going to affect everything from education to national security, to the scan and ban technologies of censorship, and obviously jobs, as well as our children, and human relationships, Hall said. After Elder asked him to explain what leftists have been planning to do with AI, the author warned that the left has, for years, been preparing for how to weaponize this technology. Hall then offered an example, explaining, in 2016, a young man went on a blog saying he wanted to fund a study that involved giving people $1,000, no strings attached, for several years. This endeavor, Hall said, turned into a $60 million study, the largest ever conducted in the U.S. at the time, on universal basic income, one that this young man said he wanted to perform because he believed AI would become technology that will someday require universal basic income. That young man's name was Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI. The Code Red author revealed, before reminded Larry Elder, that was in 2016. When did ChatGPT release from OpenAI and Sam Altman? November of 2022, Hall added. So, he was thinking almost 6 years ahead about universal basic income, wealth redistribution, and many of these tech architects are very deeply involved in that. I wanted to introduce our movement to who these people are, what their beliefs are, and just let them speak in their own words, the author added of some of the revelations in his book. When it comes to jobs, Hall said, what the AI folks tell you, and what their argument is for why this is a different moment than the Industrial Revolution, is they believe that once you've scaled human cognition, not manual labor, that even the new jobs that come will also be able to be replaced and automated by AI. They've made some very bold predictions, he added, noting that Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei recently warned that in the next 12 months to 5 years, we're looking at half of all white-collar entry-level jobs being able to be replaced by AI. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who was named one of Time's 100 most influential people in AI, praised Code Red as a must-read. She added, "Few understand our conservative fight against big tech as Hall does, making him uniquely qualified to examine how we can best utilize AI's enormous potential, while ensuring it does not exploit kids, creators, and conservatives." Award-winning investigative journalist and Public founder Michael Schellenberger calls Code Red illuminating, alarming, and describes the book as an essential conversation starter for those hoping to subvert big tech's autocratic plans before it's too late. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.